Well, today we have two options as far as the saints that are honored today. The first one I'll just mention just a few words about, Saint Wenceslas. We sing the Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslas, around Christmas time. He was the Duke of Bohemia who was murdered by his brother Boleslas while he was on the way to Mass. He was stabbed to death by his brother who wanted to take over the throne and inherit the throne. And Saint Wenceslas was known for being a very wonderful king, taking care of the poor, and was martyred for his faith. And as he died, he said to his brother, "May God forgive you, brother." So he is the patron saint of the Bohemian people, patron saint of Czechoslovakia. But the saint I wanted to speak about today is the other saint that's honored, one of the newer saints that was canonized recently, the first Filipino canonized saint, Saint Lawrence Ruiz, R-U-I-Z, and his companions. He and 15 others were martyred in Nagasaki, Japan. Saint Lawrence was martyred with two other laymen, two consecrated women, two brothers, and nine priests. Nine of them were Japanese Catholics, four were Spanish, one Italian, and one Frenchman. Saint Lawrence he was born in Manila. He had a Chinese father and a Filipino mother. They lived in the Chinese section of Manila in the early 17th century. St. Lawrence was influenced by the Dominicans. He went to a Dominican school. He learned Spanish from them. He served as an altar boy and as a sacristan. And as a young man, he became a professional calligrapher and printed documents and beautiful penmanship. He was very devoted to our Blessed Mother as an altar boy, as a young man, praying the rosary every day. He belonged to the confraternity of the Holy Rosary, which I'm sure all of you belong to or should belong to, because all you have to do is say 15 decades of the rosary in the course of 1 week. And I'm sure all of us pray the rosary every day. So we say far beyond what's required to belong to the confraternity of the Holy Rosary. All you have to do is send your name in. You can look it up on a website. Send your name into the confraternity. Promise to pray at least three rosaries during the course of the week, the 15 decades during the course of the week. And be part of the Rosary Confraternity, which means that you'll be praying for, millions of people will be praying for you every day in your rosary. St. Louis de Montfort was a member of the Rosary Confraternity. He encouraged everyone to join it. Well, in 1636, Lawrence was a young father. He had two sons and a daughter. He was falsely accused of being implicated in a murder. And to avoid arrest, he joined a missionary group of three Dominican priests and a layman who was a leper, and they got on a ship just to escape this false accusation. And it was only when he was on the ship that he realized they were heading toward Japan, where there was a persecution undergoing. Well, when they got to Japan, the six men were arrested. They were imprisoned for 1 year and then sent to Nagasaki to be tried. And before the Japanese judges, St. Lawrence declared, "I am a Christian. I shall die for God, and for God I would give many thousands of lives. So do with me what you please." So they were tortured and persevered in the faith. It said that while they were being tortured, they kept encouraging each other not to apostatize, not to abandon their faith, but to remain strong to their faith in Christ and to their Catholic teachings. So they all were killed, in 1637, a very cruel deaths. They were canonized by Pope John Paul II in 1987, along with 10 others who helped spread the faith in Japan, the Philippines, and Taiwan. So it is good to meditate and think about these saints, again, the first Filipino saint canonized, and to think, how blessed we are that the Philippines has been a Catholic country for so many years, and how the Filipinos, when they go to Australia, Father Shelton tells me, are very strong in Australia. They're strong in Rome. Wherever they go, they take the Catholic faith with them, and they're very strong in their faith and practicing their faith and also in sharing their faith with others.